Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Lots of great things happening, lots of horrible things happening, and we'll get to all of them. Let me start with our cities just destroyed. Every Democrat-run city has been destroyed, and most of them are run by black Democrats, and it doesn't help at all, because black kids still run wild and loot and go wilding, as they say. Just hundreds of kids, most of them black, looting and robbing and mugging and attacking in Chicago this weekend, in Los Angeles this weekend. Let's go to the videotape, Chris, and let them listen to the sounds of what's happening in Los Angeles.
Video into our newsroom shows hundreds of people crowding in Arco near Central and Alondra. After smashing the door, dozens of looters flooded into the store, grabbing anything they could. L.A. sheriff's deputies tell us there were thousands of dollars worth of merchandise stolen and 1,000 more in damages. This as deputies deal with numerous street takeovers throughout the city. Deputies say they couldn't intervene because of safety concerns as they were very outnumbered. Only one arrest was made last night related to those takeovers.
This is what happens when you have Democrat mayors. This is what happens when you have bleeding hearts. This is what happens when you have racists who think black people can do no wrong and poor people can do no wrong and people of color can do no wrong. But every time a white cop shoots a black guy, it's murder! It's murder! Burn down the country! I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And again, you know, maybe not every kid in that incident in Chicago was black. Maybe not every kid in that incident in Los Angeles is black. But my eyes don't lie. The majority were certainly black. If not all black, a lot of them were black. Most of them were black. Maybe there were some Latino teens that were illegal aliens mixed in. But it looked like all black to my naked eye. And it's just, you know, you're talking about cities with black mayors. Chicago has a black mayor. Los Angeles has a black mayor. So it doesn't even help. Are black mayors racist against black people? Why are black people complaining? Are they not getting their fair share from a black mayor? So it's just the same nonsense. Everywhere you go, you have black leaders and liberals, white liberals, complaining black people get this, black people don't get that. Everything's about black people. Everything's about reparations. Everything's about how racist, critical race theory, how racist and evil the white race is in this nation has been. And you're creating a generation that just runs loose and wants to kill and maim and rob and loot and burn. And it just is not good. It's not good. A teen takeover. Here's the headline. Teen takeover terrorizes Chicago as hundreds of teenagers destroy property and attack tourists. So the same thing happened in Chicago. The same thing happened in Los Angeles. And by the way, you heard the news crew in L.A. I think that was KABC in L.A. You heard them say that the police watched and did nothing because there weren't enough policemen. Oh, that's a good sign, isn't it? When you're in trouble and 300 people are breaking down the door to your store and they're all going to come in and knock you to the ground and kick you in the face and maybe kill you or certainly hurt you badly, give you the beating of a lifetime, and it'll take you weeks to recover, if ever, mentally. When that's about to happen, they're going to steal all the products in your store that you've worked your whole life for. There's nobody there to help you. There's no one. Because you've defunded the police, and you've demoralized the police, and you've forced the police to retire, and you've also, those police that are left, their hands are tied behind their back. I'm sure police forces have also hired incompetent policemen just because they're black, just because they're Latino. They got to become policemen because there's a quota system, and maybe they didn't get very good scores, and maybe they are not suited well to be policemen. Maybe they are too rough. Maybe they're going to shoot the wrong person, make a bad decision, but it doesn't matter. They're black, they're Latino, they're of color, they're gay, they're women. They've got to be hired. I say you let everybody take an exam to get in the police department, and whoever scores the highest gets in. And if that's a whole class of women, great. Whole class of blacks, great. Whole class of Latinos, great. Whole class of gays, great. Whoever scores the highest should get in. I'm not against blacks or gays or anybody else, women. As long as you score high enough and you pass the physical test, we don't lower it because you're a woman. As long as you can pass the same test as a man, you should become a policeman. But don't tell me it's okay to go to law school, medical school, or become a policeman, or get into college because you're black, because you're Latino, because you're poor, because you're gay, because you're transgender, because then you're getting people who don't deserve the job or don't deserve the slot at college. It's crazy. The wilding in Chicago in the business district, and then separate from the wilding in the business district, I think it was Sunday night, but separate from that, 35 shot and 8 fatally, 35 shot, 8 fatally in weekend violence across Chicago. So in other words, 38 people got shot, 8 of them dead. And there were just shootings all over Chicago. And it's almost always in black neighborhoods, and it's blacks shooting blacks, blacks killing blacks. It's a black genocide on the streets of Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore. It's black on black crime. And it's a genocide. They're killing each other, and nobody cares. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? But you know where the new Chicago mayor-elect is? His name is Brandon Johnson, and he's a radical Democrat, radical communist, radical black guy who hates white people, hates police, hates business owners. So he makes his first statement as mayor-elect. He looks at the wilding. He looks at them looting and robbing and torching, and he tells Chicagoans not to demonize the teens who terrorized and unleashed violent chaos on the city. I'm sure he's going to blame it on the businessman again. Because when they asked him during the campaign, he blamed all of Chicago's problems on the business leaders not being able to pay enough in taxes. How is Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson approaching the situation? He's already an apologist for the violence gripping the city. He says, in no way do I condone the destructive activity. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Let me kneel before you. Oh, God, Brandon Johnson. You're not going to condone the destructive activity. Oh, what a great guy you are. We saw on the Loop and the Lakefront this weekend. It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities. That's his answer. So it's the community's fault, and black children are starved of opportunities. You know, I went to an all-black middle school and an almost all-black high school. So my high school was 75 through 79, so my middle school was 73 through 75. So back in 1973, every one of my class was black. Back in 1975, almost every one of my entire class was black. And they got the exact same opportunities that I did. Nobody held them back. No one told them they could not be lawyers or doctors or businessmen or politicians or whatever they wanted to be. I was in the same classes as them. And if they didn't make it, it's not my fault. I made it. I graduated valedictorian, and then I went to Columbia University, and I graduated Dean's List, and I've been successful every year since in the business world, and I've worked my ass off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't tell me that I owe anybody anything. I owe nobody nothing, and I never saw anyone holding back a black person. If the school was all black and I was one of the only white people, the only person being held back was me, and I didn't let them hold me back. I was threatened, I was beaten, I was tortured, I was robbed, and I was almost killed twice. So don't tell me anything about me owing anything to anybody else. Whoever's the minority gets tortured. And it just so happens that there are places where whites are in the majority, and I'm sure black people over years have not been treated nicely. And I was the white kid in the minority, and I was treated badly. just as badly as any black person in the South. I was beaten and robbed every day of my lunch and my lunch money and chased on the way home, and my life was threatened again and again and again until I learned how to fight, and I kicked their ass, and then they all respected me and became my friends. And from that point on, we all shook hands and high-fived each other, and it was great. But my point is, I had to fight my way to respectability. And if you let people run wild, rampage through the streets, and they know the police won't stop them, they know no one has the guts to stop them, you're never going to stop this. Never. Those are the lessons I learned. You can't stop them until you learn how to beat the crap out of someone who's bad, and then they become your friend. They respect you. It's the only thing they respect is power. That's it. The U.S. stores that close their doors, you hear my voice is very hoarse, and for good reason, because I did a bunch of interviews again today, and so there's only so much in the tank. If you're going to do 5 or 6 book interviews every day before you ever get to the radio or the TV, you're going to lose your voice, and that's where I'm at. But it's here, and I'm able to talk, so we'll keep going. The U.S. stores that close their doors due to rampant theft. So this is an article in the U.K. Daily Mail this weekend, and it's about major retailers that have been forced to shut their shops due to millions of dollars in losses as rampant theft plagues stores across the country. In 2021, companies lost a combined $94.5 billion to theft and other types of inventory loss. And here the Daily Mail lists all the big box stores which have been forced to close their doors after being savaged by rising theft. And it shows all the cities it's going on in. Here's Target, here's Walgreens, here's Macy's, and the stores they're closing all across the country. Here's Best Buy, here's Bed Bath & Beyond. Unbelievable. All these stores, this is just the big box retailers. I'm sure small retailers and small businesses have been hit even worse because they can't take millions of dollars in inventory loss. These guys can, and yet they're all leaving the inner city. That's going to be the result of all this. You're going to hear black people and minorities say, I got to go 5 miles, 10 miles to go shopping because there are no stores left in my neighborhood. It's really sad because 98% of the black neighborhood is nice, law-abiding people, and the 2% are ruining their lives.
Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthy, your greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, Wayne LaRue, welcome back to the show. See what happens with just my voice was dying and then I sucked on a Amio Life Lozenge. I always advertise them on this show. They're fantastic. And I've been sucking on those lozenges for 7 years. I've been on radio and TV. And this is the 8th year I've been on radio and TV. I had my 7-year anniversary on February 7th. So we're now in year number 8. And the minute I suck on it, my voice makes a comeback. And then when it starts to go weak, the next ad break, I suck on it again. Those lozenges are amazing. They've got structured silver in them, the same thing I drink all day with my structured silver formula, solution they call it, structured silver solution. But it just boosts your immune system. But when you suck on it, it coats your throat and helps you to stop, you know, the problems with my voice and my throat with so much talking. But, you know, I got to do a lot of talking all day because that's what I do. That's what I was born to do. Colgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver from Goldgate Capital, the official gold and silver dealer of the Wayne LaRue Show. They will sell you to your, you know, they'll deliver it to your door, or they'll deliver it to your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, 100% insured, only physical gold. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. If it isn't bad enough that I've been reporting on how the cities are just filled with crime and crime waves and rioting and looters and burners, tortures and wilding of all these wild kids, Chinese agents were arrested for operating a police station in the middle of New York City. The Department of Justice, along with local law enforcement and other federal agencies and the state of New York, announced the arrest of two individuals accused of establishing and operating an illegal Chinese regime police station in the middle of New York City to keep an eye on Chinese residents. So it was in Chinatown, and they were keeping an eye on Chinese people who came to America. And if you said something wrong, if you're a dissident and you said, the president of China, Xi, is a bad guy, Chinese communist system is a bad system, people are being tortured, people are being sent to concentration camps. You say stuff like that, they'd come and they'd arrest you or shoot you or, threaten you, intimidate you. And I'm sure the DOJ and Biden, who's owned by China, would say, see, we're the good guys. We actually did that. We arrested these guys. What they're not telling you is I knew about this police station in the middle of China for 2 years now, maybe 3 years. And nobody did a damn thing about it. So finally they did something because they were embarrassed. And they were afraid with an election coming up that they've let a Chinese police station operate inside the United States. It took them 3 years to finally arrest guys that I knew about 3 years ago. And then, when you want to know why things are going as bad as they do, I've always argued it's one of the downfalls of Vegas, even though we're booming at the moment. You know, we have more traffic. We have more people coming to the Strip. We have more people staying on the Strip. We're really a boom town right now. But having said that, there's still a smell of pot everywhere, which I hate, which makes me sick. Smells like skunk. And, of course, I live here, so I don't stay in the hotels, but I hear every floor you get off to your room, it smells like skunk because they're smoking pot in the rooms. And here's an article in the New York Post. Let's be blunt, and I assume that's a pun. Let's be blunt. Legal weed is turning New York workers into zombies. And the article is about the fact that everywhere you go in New York City, now that weed is legal, pot is legal, marijuana is legal, whatever word you want to use, blunts are legal. That's a marijuana cigarette. So that's why they said, let's be blunt. Ha, 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 ha. They say the whole town smells like skunk. Everywhere you go, it smells like pot. If you walk into a Broadway play, it smells like pot. If you walk into a bathroom of a nice hotel, it smells like pot. If you walk into the bathroom of a nice restaurant, it smells like pot. And the workers are all dumb zombies, dumb as doorknobs. It's not me saying this. This is the article saying that any store you walk into, you have to say what you want three times because the young person behind the counter goes, These people are such morons when they smoke pot. It destroys their brain cells. It takes away all ambition and makes you a lazy son of a bitch. And that's the problem. There's the problem in a nutshell, okay? I've always agreed we should have medical marijuana, but legal pot for everybody is a disaster for the country. You cannot find good employees anymore. I've said this on the show, but now I've got the article in the New York Post to back me up what's happened in New York City. And you wonder why the lead story this weekend in the UK Daily Mail was about Americans fleeing Democrat high-tax cities and running to cheaper, sunnier, Republican-dominated red state boom towns, Florida. They mentioned Las Vegas, Nevada. They mentioned Reno, Nevada. They mentioned every city in Texas. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. You can see what's happening.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
You USA News update. Charges have been filed against a white Missouri man in his 80s after he shot a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake.
The defendant is charged with an A felony. It's the highest level of offense in the state of Missouri. It carries with it a range of punishment of 10 to 30 years or life imprisonment.
Clay County prosecuting attorney Zachary Thompson added there is a racial component to the case, but would not elaborate. The mayor of Akron, Ohio is calling for peace after a grand jury decided not to bring charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker. The shooting happened last June when 8 officers, 7 of them white, were involved in shooting an unarmed Walker who is black. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. Charges have been filed against at least 2 Chinese suspects. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right now, the roots on fire. This segment of the show, we got a great guest coming up, Joel Gilbert, talking about Michelle Obama. He thinks she'll be the next presidential candidate. Joel and I are going to spar on this one because I think it's Michelle in second place. I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I think Michelle's going to have to fight all the way to the nomination with Gavin Newsom. But either way, we both agree it won't be Biden. And I do agree Michelle's the backup to Gavin Newsom, but I don't think she wants it. I really don't. But she could be the vice president to Gavin Newsom. But he thinks it's Michelle. So we'll talk about that in a second. Have a little debate on the air. Z-Stack and Z-Shield are the sponsors of this segment of the show. Dr. Zelenko wants to protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield. He worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. He died last year of lung cancer. He dedicated his life to keeping all of us safe. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses, and he developed Z-Shield. Dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure that you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com, ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife. Use promo code WAR. All right, we've got Joel Gilbert with us. He is an investigative journalist, a filmmaker, an author, a director of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Get the DVD and the book at MichelleObama24.com. Joel Gilbert, how are you? Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, great to be back. Thanks so much.
So you're this big believer that Michelle's going to be the nominee, and there's no question that she's one of the contenders, if not the top prospect. But I believe that they're going to wind up with Gavin Newsom as the nominee. He's a very handsome guy. He's kind of Kennedy-esque handsome from the 1960s, and women go gaga over him, and he's clearly positioning himself. He's got California's electoral delegates behind him. And I just don't know if Michelle Obama wants to be president with all the jokes about whether she's a man, a woman, a transgender, and where her penis is. All the things I hear. I must get 100 emails a day that Michelle Obama's a man. I don't believe that's true, but I'm just saying to you,
no.
She doesn't want to put herself in that position to be, you know, just tortured all day long and the most hated person in America. I think she'd be embarrassed to do that. What's your pedigree to be president?
Yeah, look, my take is I've been following the Obamas for years. People know I made this film called Dreams from My Real Father about Obama's background. That I said his real dad is not the Kenyan Obama, but the man who raised him in Hawaii, the communist out of Chicago named Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been following the Obamas for years, and I noticed a couple years ago that Michelle is following the exact same formula that Barack did to become president. Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry in 2004. Keynote speaker is the one who introduces the candidate at the convention, and typically that's the person they think will be the nominee at the next convention. Sure enough, Michelle introduced Joe Biden. She was the keynote speaker. Barack wrote his autobiography that he based his candidacy on called Dreams from My Father. Michelle wrote her own autobiography called Becoming and went on a world book tour. She's got a second autobiography out right now that she's going to be on Netflix next week. She'll be on The Tonight Show this Wednesday. And lastly, Barack had a voter registration organization called Project Vote in Chicago before he became president. Sure enough, Michelle started something called When We All Vote. She's been registering people to vote for a couple years. So I see her doing the exact same thing, raising her profile. She's not going anywhere. She's a highly political person. That's what I did in this movie, in this book. I went back and interviewed her high school classmates, elementary school teachers, classmates, principals, neighbors, even her mother, you name it. She's a highly political person from a political family. Her father was a precinct captain in Chicago, and she is all politics all the time. She's actually a better speaker, comes across more authentic, better politician than Barack really ever was. So I'm convinced that she is quietly positioning herself that when Joe Biden says he's not running, which I think he'll do sometime in the fall, the party will have no choice but to turn to Michelle Obama, who can raise $100 million in a week and has a huge national following based on 15 years of huge positive media profile feedback, hundreds of magazine covers, talk shows, you name it. Gavin Newsom, I think, is really going for VP. He's got a poor record in California. He's got no personality. He has no national following. So I think it's really being set up for Michelle.
Yeah, well, look, you and I think he's got a poor record, but the reality is Democrats think he's got a great record. I mean, I think he's a joke. He's a failed governor that's that's a tyrannical, authoritarian, you know, Soviet-like, Nazi-like crazy man who locked everyone down while he himself was running around to the best restaurants in town, made them all mask while he was on mass, made them all vaccinated, and my understanding is he did get vaccinated, and that's why he disappeared for about 3 weeks from the public eye, because he had a drooping face, and which would make a lot of sense. But, you know, he's a handsome, movie star handsome guy. He's got great connections. He's in Nancy Pelosi's family. I believe she's his aunt. And he can raise money very quickly, too. So I think the two of them, one way or another, you think she'll be, and he'll be, she'll be president, he'll be VP. I think he'll be the presidential candidate, she'll be the VP. Or she'll be the next president 4 years after that if he doesn't win. But I don't see her. She really, I don't know, I just can't imagine. What's her pedigree? She's a housewife. What has she done to be president of the United States of America?
No, look, she spent years as an executive in Chicago. She worked for the mayor of Chicago with Valerie Jarrett. I chronicle in the film how Michelle was the assistant planning commissioner for the city of Chicago, and she was actually responsible with Valerie Jarrett for knocking down the projects at Cabrini Green. She made 20,000 black people homeless. And then she went on to work for the University of Chicago Medical Center.
Yeah, but that was off Obama. I mean, they only hired her because she was Obama's wife,
well, but
and that wasn't a real job.
Well, her job was to prevent the black people from the south side of Chicago from using the University of Medical Center emergency room. She'd put them in these vans and dump them in these crappy clinics. So she has executive experience, and she has 8 years in the White House as a first lady.
So you're saying she's kind of anti-black, even though she's known as the black, first black president's wife. She's done lousy things for the black community, is that right?
She exploited the black community in Chicago. She ran away from them for her education every step of the way. Elementary school, she was removed from the schools with black kids. She should have gone to high school a block from her house, and she went an hour and a half away to study with white kids. Went to Princeton. She's always run away from the black community. I have it in my film and book. Black people would call her an Oreo, which is a big insult, which means you're black on the outside and white on the inside.
Yeah.
So they would beat her up. She was afraid of black people. She even said, I got her on tape. She says, I was afraid to go out of my house. They would beat her up for acting white and talking white. She married a biracial guy, and she always worked for white people to deal with their problems with black people. They couldn't hire a white person to kick black people out of the emergency room. So Michelle always got paid really well to deal with black people who were not doing what the white elites wanted them to do. So that's Michelle's biggest problem, is she pretends to be part of this black community and wants them to think that she's one of them, but really she exploited them her whole life. And if you look at what the Democrat Party has done in the last 6 months, they eliminated Iowa. It's no longer the first primary state where you have to go to 100 counties and campaign. They made South Carolina the first primary.
And I think Nevada's the second, right? My state, Nevada's
well,
number two.
Well, but Michelle claims South Carolina as her home state because her grandparents are from South Carolina, and she used to go there for reunions in the summers when she was growing up. They also moved the convention to Chicago where they can anoint, you know, hometown girl Michelle Obama. So everything's been quietly set up for Michelle Obama. She's got the next Netflix special coming out. She's kept a very high profile. And I think there's just no question that she's the most beloved Democrat. Nothing makes Democrats happier than the word Obama. It would just thrill them if she was running.
I'm going to put you on the spot. It's a serious question, Joe. Why do you think every Republican I know thinks she's a man?
Well, because, look, Joan Rivers came out with a joke. She said Michelle's a transgender. Joan Rivers is a comedian. Now, because of Michelle's America bashing, people picked up on it as kind of a way to joke around on the Internet and say, oh, she's a dude. She's definitely not a dude. It's just a joke. And it's not true. So that's something that people kind of ran with because of Joan Rivers. She's a comedian, folks. She's not telling something that's real.
Yeah, well, I think it's more than Joan Rivers, but I think everybody's gotten this belief that she looks like a man. She's got shoulders like a linebacker, like a Chicago Dick Butkus linebacker.
I know.
People make jokes that she's a guy. I never said she was.
No.
I'm just saying that's all I ever hear from people is she's a guy. And don't forget, I've heard from great sources. Her I know nothing about, but great sources tell me Barack Obama is gay or bisexual. Used to hang out in the gay clubs of Chicago and go to the gay baths of Chicago. So what's he doing married to her, or I should say, what's she doing married to him? If she's in fact a straight woman, why is she married to him? Well, maybe it's a lesbian married to a gay guy. I don't know.
No,
but it seems like it's a marriage of convenience.
No, it's not that. Look, Michelle's big is not a dude. Her biggest problem is that she's more white than she is black. She, as I said, she grew up running away from the black community, and so you see her now for the first time in her life with these kind of African American hairstyles and putting on a phony urban accent to try to manipulate black voters into thinking that she's one of them. and she's been doing this for years. People don't remember that Michelle was on the top 25 international best dress list in the year 2005. I interviewed her celebrity hairdresser she had from age 18. She was a huge fashionista going on the Miracle Mile in Chicago, all these designer clothes, Maria Pinto, Ikram Goldman, and she was a huge fashionista. Then she shows up on the campaign trail for Barack Obama in 2008, dressed as a homeless person. She doesn't comb her hair. She wears a sweater. She wears an oversized, you know, T-shirt. Doesn't even do anything, no makeup, because she couldn't show up and say, hey, I'm a Harvard lawyer elite just like my husband. She had to say, well, I'm just this 1950s housewife from the southern, you know, states.
Yeah, well, she's the housewife. One that said I'm a 1950s housewife. How can you be president of the United States when you've really never achieved things that a president's supposed to
she's
achieve?
She's a total phony. She's very manipulative, but she's not a dude.
All right. Now, I didn't think she was a dude. I'm just saying that's a problem for her, that everybody thinks she's a dude. That's all I'm saying. I can't hide the fact that every single person I know thinks she's a dude. And I keep saying, no, she's not a dude, but she just looks like a dude. All right. Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist. Hey, look, you may be proven right, and you will be very popular on the conservative talk circuit if you are right. His new book's at MichelleObama24.com. You're betting on Michelle. I'm betting on Gavin Newsom. We shall see. I think Michelle's looking for something big, though. Maybe VP, maybe president. We'll see. Joel Gilbert, always interesting. Thank you, Joel. God bless, man. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited-time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh my God, if you were here for the halftime show, oh my God, the things that we say in the break, let's put it this way, my show is R-rated, I'm a shock jock, I'm the shock jock of and the bad boy of conservative talk, but our halftime shows, our breaks are like X-rated. Oh my God, if you were around to hear the things we said, you'd be rolling on the floor with laughter. We hold nothing back, Chris O'Sullivan in my ear. And myself are just like watching Milton Berle at that club called in New York City where they tell jokes and Friars Club. That's it. Chris, you're good. Friars Club. Milton Berle was famous for being Uncle Milty until he got on stage at the Friars Club and he let loose with words that you couldn't imagine coming out of the mouth of Uncle Milty. And people told me it was the most incredible barrage of filth you've ever heard in your life coming from Milton Berle. Who else? Don Rickles you expect it from, but you never expect it from Milton Berle. You know, you really don't. So, anyway, Amio Life, what you expect from Amio Life is great health. And that's why they sponsor this show. Amio Life's one of my favorite companies. They joined me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. And I gargle with their natural silver mouthwash. And their silver gel, I put it on my face each night before bedtime. And their silver lozenges, I suck on them all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I don't know how I'd survive without my Amio Life products. And now they're offering my listeners a special 50% discount. I didn't say 5 and I didn't say 15. I said 50, as in 50 cent, as in 50. 50% discount on their entire product line. All you do is say Root 50, and you got your 50% discount on the best health products that you will ever find. AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, or call them directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Root 50. All right. So you know that I wrote a book called The Great Patriot Boycott Book, number one bestseller. For 3 weeks since it's been out, about 3 weeks now, and actually it's been a number one bestseller for 4 weeks. It was a bestseller. It was number one in many categories before it even came out. So now it's 4 weeks, 3 weeks out, and 4 weeks is number one in many categories on Amazon. And certainly 4 weeks at the very top of every category at Amazon, you know, maybe not number one in every category, but in the top five in every category. And the Great Patriot Boycott book is really about the national divorce that we need in America, because we can't live with these crazy people anymore. So two things I recommend. Number one, you know, only buy from conservative companies and boycott liberal companies, woke companies. And number two, move. Get your ass up and move to a red state. Get out of blue states. They're insane. You know, there's a story out about Washington State. In the state of Washington, they just passed a law that says that a person wants to be a transgender and change their gender. A girl, a boy, wants to change to the opposite sex. They no longer need their parents' permission. They could just do it without any parental permission. It's amazing. So if you want your kids to grow up normal, you got to get the hell out of Washington. Got to get the hell out of Oregon. Got to get the hell out of California. Got to get the hell out of New York. You certainly need to get away from Chicago. How the hell can anyone want to live in Chicago anymore with the wilding that goes on there, the crazy youth running through the streets, just beating up whoever they see and breaking every door down and robbing and looting every store? It's really amazing, and you can just expect this is just going to get worse and worse. We've created animals, just animals. This country is filled with animals who don't have a father in the house, and they run through the streets like wild dogs or coyotes. And they just rip things apart, and they rip people apart. In California, in Compton, they had the same kind of wilding event. And they literally, there was a gal in their way, a white girl. Can you imagine this happen? A mob of white people descended on a black girl, an innocent black girl, who happened to be coming out of the store, and they just all started pummeling her. That's what they did to the white girl. Mob of black kids pummeled a white girl, and nobody cares. There's no riots in the streets. There's no nationwide boycott. There's no strike. Does anybody white do anything on behalf of this poor white girl? No. It's just amazing. But black people, my God, if one black person gets hurt at the hands of a white person, you have nationwide protests, nationwide strikes, nationwide riots, nationwide looting and burning. It's unbelievable. So, you know, and you can expect there's probably going to be looting and burning now in Akron, Ohio. If I could find an article, I don't even know where it is, but I know they just found policeman will not be indicted for killing a black kid. And I just I don't know the details of the story. I really don't. So I won't even get involved in it. I just know that police shot and killed a black kid, and the black community wanted the policeman, not the policeman, but policemen, a bunch of them, to be indicted. And the grand jury ruled, nope, 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 there's nothing to indict. So you know there's going to be rioting in Akron. Here's a letter from one of my fans. Richard says the weekend riots across the country are identical to 1965 Watts riots with the same results. I remember how the people of Watts, screamed over having to travel miles to shop because the local businesses near them were nothing but ashes. Well, boo-hoo, here we go again. The mobs did their holiday shopping early, as they did this weekend. Of course, the so-called leaders will most likely blame this sorry affair on racism. The result will be more retailers shuttering their stores. Look at the criminals who run these crime-ridden cities. Same bigots, same racists, still on the take from the perennial instigator leaders. We are losing control of our major cities when the crew calling the shots of these cities are the new generation of the same gang of illiterates. This will never change. P.S. I lived in Portland for 21 years. Look what a sewer Portland has turned into, says Rich of Las Vegas. Thank you, Rich, for your letter. All very true. Terrible situation in all Democrat-run cities.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.